Hey Panthers.
It's Cindy Liardi.
And Simon Lee.
This episode of the Panther Podcast for the throwback issue, we thought it was a good idea to go back to the podcast roots and interview the creator and former podcast host herself, Danica DiTiocco.
Being one of the prep podcast teams, we thought it would be fitting to address the change in media between writing articles to now recording podcasts.
Lately on the news, you see a lot of people using Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms to share and access information, which both has its pros and cons. I know, especially for me, I get a lot of my information from podcasts themselves because I find it to be more convenient and interesting to listen to. And without further ado, here is the interview with Danica DiTiocco. Thank you for meeting with us, Danica.
Of course.
So our first question, as being the former podcast host, is what have you been up to since graduating? And have you kept podcasting since hanging up your mic?
Hang up the mic. Love that. Love the imagery you're giving. I haven't. I did think about it, though, like getting into back into like just radio broadcasting, just like as a club. But it was after doing it for prep, I went into my freshman year of college, which was like also like a really weird time. It was like COVID and like I didn't really want to do anything, and having to adjust to just like kind of doing school again in person, like kind of half in person, I didn't really have it, the time or kind of the initiative to start something new. I've considered it though, but like also, I don't know, it's like finding the time to do it these days that like you, that you don't have already allotted in your schedule is a bit much for me.
Oh yeah. Have you kept up any just writing journalism or?
Writing? I more so just like journaling, but like, that's more of a mental health thing.
Yeah.
But I have like, I do enjoy it. I do miss that part of like kind of the ability to kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily investigative like type of writing, but I just haven't really had the chance to go into like a story or just some like aspect of life I'm just curious about, take the time to kind of research about it, talk to you about it, and really delve into a subject like that.
Yeah.
I've kind of casually read at most, but definitely an aspect of my life that I do miss and am lacking currently.
And would you say like journalism's kind of like what you learned from our prep journalism's kind of carried into your life now?
Definitely so. Going into starting the podcast or like doing the podcast when I was a sophomore, I think, I definitely use it as a practice to kind of just be able to talk to people more fluidly. I definitely sophomore year, I was so anxious and just like kept to myself a lot, like going, just talking to like a teacher I don't normally speak to, and like having that ability to kind of have a natural flowing conversation, like gaining those traits and qualities kind of carried on. So like doing interviews now or just, you know, meeting people for your first time when I like stayed in the same Catholic school bubble for like the first 13 years of my, not, or 18 years of my life kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to since now with your college and your studies, and how have you just, similar to the writing and podcast, what have you noticed as your big takeaway with that in your life now?
Right now, if we're just doing a little two-year update, I am a sophomore in college. I go to the University of Vermont. I'm currently studying environmental engineering. So again, not really much writing that I got to use in journalism. Thus I miss it. But in times of like, I had a lot of practice in like editorial work and just revising, that I'm the friend who like my friends used to turn to like revise their essays, even though I wasn't necessarily the English or humanities major of the group. Or like also just, you do, when I would look over those STEM essays, there is a kind of not variation, but there's, it's quite different like quality wise and what I even like, just if it was like just in high school, there's a better fluidity I've seen like back then with them compared to reading now, or they're still confusing their theirs or their yours. It's
yeah.
a little frustrating if you ask me, or definitely, defiantly, things like that, little quips.
My on my text, it now autocorrects to saying defiantly every time I try to say definitely. I've made a few too many mistakes.
Yeah, and I catch myself. I'm like, oh shoot, I meant definitely. Like, I know what I'm talking about, I swear. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question. So what led you to start the podcast?
I at first was kind of nervous to do all the writing aspect because just kind of having to do that much for that, like following a story, I didn't know if I had that same interest in going and like writing a whole like two. It was really wasn't much like looking back, but I don't know. I just felt like doing the podcast, like I had more interest and had more variation. Like no one else was at the time. No one was really doing it, or like,
yeah.
I think there was maybe like two or three episodes by the time I jumped on. And so like having the ability to kind of figure out Audacity. I don't know if you're still using that to edit the podcast,
yeah.
But it was a piece of work. Having to learn that program, like, it looked like it's from Microsoft 2005, like, and learning to do that yourself. I kind of liked that kind of, not passion project, but the having to do something on my own and like getting my own space to do it and figuring it out for myself. I like that sense of independence compared to like the rest of the paper where I don't know, I feel it was definitely a lot more collaborative if I did write articles, which I did miss, but I like kind of working on my own pace as well, because your podcast, you kind of just finish at least by the time you do final edits and stuff. Like my layout Sunday, as long as it's done by then, like you don't have to worry about rough drafts. I would turn it in day of and be like, hey, it's coming. Yeah. I find it a lot, which is a blessing and a curse. So
the guidelines aren't too strict on when we can turn it literally. In. So when you say you've liked podcasting more than writing articles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did. I just also like talking. Like it's just something that while being like super anxious sophomore year, like I kind of learned to be more comfortable with myself. And I guess that like I feel like my voice comes out a lot stronger through podcasting than my articles.
Yeah.
That could also be because I didn't have that same like practice in writing and doing like the editorials and stuff, or just like articles in general. But yeah, I liked podcasts. Also just like you had more flow with like the conversation compared to if it was an article. You had a stricter like image of how you wanted your article to go. But if you're just talking to someone, it could go whichever way and you could like kind of figure it out as you go.
Yeah, it's a more like genuine connection to the person you're interviewing, because like in an interview you can ask them a bunch of questions, they'll give you an answer and you should move on to the next question, but when you're podcasting you gotta ask a question and build a conversation off of it, so it's a whole different feel.
No, exactly. And like if it goes a different way but it's like that happens to sound better, you could completely fully roll with it and it'll still completely work out for you.
Yeah,
compared to if you're trying to aim for an angle and like say they're giving answers to the complete opposite of what you wanted, like now what do you have to do? You have to completely restructure everything.
Yeah. So when we were listening to some of your old episodes, we noticed you were really good with just taking prep-related topics and expanding them into community-based issues or topics. For instance, you had an episode with the GJC, the Global Justice Coalition Club, and then the death penalty. What are like good strategies to mimic this, and how can we as like current high school reporters connect like the school and prep community, and instead of just doing like the same prep same prep topics over and over again, how can we branch it out and connect with current events?
I know, definitely remember with that GJC, yes, that's the abbreviation, kind of finding topics that the community either isn't already like paying attention to or that they're already interested in. So like with the death penalty, I think there was a big thing with the death penalty going on that year. I forgot if it was like Washington just made it like illegal or something like that, something along those lines. And so it was already a current topic, and that because the prep community, I compared to the other high schools in the area, I feel are very like social justice-y oriented, especially like we're on Cap Hill, like that's kind of the like progressive wave we're on. Yeah. And so that's a topic that I felt both was really community itself was interested in, and that's where you get your prep localization. Is that the right word? It's localized, issues localized, but because the subject itself is more affects a global manner, like that's where you bring your worldly aspect to it. Or even like I don't know, just finding relevant topics that it doesn't have to be necessarily. I found it easier to find topics that are more global and then find a way to center it rather than find a local topic and then branch it out and pull it out, if that makes sense.
Oh, but, yeah.
But that's just also what worked with me. If you find a better way, never gonna tell you what to do. I completely wung everything I did those 2-3 years.
Okay, and then so kind of changing topics a bit. So kind of like nowadays, many more people get their like news from like modern sources of media, like social media, podcasts, blogs, and like other forms like that, versus like traditional like newspaper articles and like watching the news at night. Like, what's your opinion on how like media has kind of like changed and expanded through the years? Like, instead of prep journalism writing an article every week, we now put out a podcast on Spotify for listeners to go to.
I am into like the progression of how media is being consumed, and also just like how we're having to optimize our time. Like, people will listen to their news, say they're driving to work or commuting in general, and it's still making, I appreciate that you're still finding a way to make that time without having to solely focus on it. That there is a bit of nuance of like, oh, maybe this isn't the best way to fully focus on a problem, and you kind of put it on the back of your head like that, and it's just like background noise. But there is, at least you still have the initiative of wanting to keep in touch and like keeping up updates to the world and stuff like that.
All right.
And then finally, is there anything else you would like to share or any advice you could leave with the current journalism team?
Yes, definitely. Just like, if you even have an inkling of like, like initiative to do something, or kind of just you want to just start it, even like you could have so much anxiety towards it, like I definitely did with the podcast, but it was definitely one of the my favorite thing about prep and things that I did for the community. Like, I didn't really do much in high school, but like the podcast was definitely something I was actually proud of. Like, I put like the effort I put into it was definitely what I got out. Like, I'm so appreciative of the podcast, and like honestly the journalism community in general for me, it did a lot for kind of keeping me central to prep. I feel like I definitely would just zone out and just like, I put my time in and I went home, you know. But definitely, if you like even have any interest in any other clubs, say if it's FIG, if they still have it, or just like theater, like just do it. It's high school, no one cares. You move on. If it's super amazing, then it's a great beneficial, like you'll learn so much. And if it doesn't turn out well, you could either stop and you just won't have as much of a lasting impact as it did if you had the regret if you did do it. Sorry, that was
Thank you. More
eloquent, but I'm kind of just running my mouth right now.
Thank you so much, Danica, for
You so much, Danica. That was great.
Dope. Love to hear. Love to hear back from the podcast. Send me the link when it comes.
Oh, definitely.
On Instagram or something. But text me, because I don't really follow Instagram no more.
Thank you again.
Yeah, of course.
That's it for this episode, Panthers.
Huge thanks to Danica for coming and talking to us today about how she started our prep podcast.
We look forward to following in her footsteps. I'm Sydney Liardi.
I'm Simon Lee.
And that's it for this episode.
Catch you later.